91X News.
It's minus 2 and cloudy at noon from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Brittany Woodcock. Loyalist College is improving Wi-Fi coverage for its students on campus. Thomas Goyer has the story.
A front-end loader clears rock and soil so that fiber optic cables can be installed across campus. The new cables mean that Wi-Fi coverage will be expanded to places like bus stops, sports fields, and common areas. The hope is to entice students to spend time outside during the warmer months of the year.
Basically, think of it like this big dome that we're putting around the college that has full Wi-Fi connectivity for students that may be outside.
Mark Kirkpatrick is the Director of Facilities and Information Technologies. He says that there is no time frame for the project to be finished, but he is hopeful everything will be working by spring.
We're trying to improve the services for all student activities that go on at the college. So there's been a lot of work in the last couple of years, and there's going to continue to be work.
The new cables will also allow the live streaming of rugby and soccer games and will allow the college to expand its security camera coverage. Thomas Goyer, QNET News, Belleville.
A Napanee man who has been housing homeless residents on his property for $450 a month per trailer is still trying to find houses for the people before the deadline on December 3rd. Tyson Naylor has the story.
With the winter months approaching, there are still many residents from Scott Dreher's trailers that have yet to find homes before the end of the month. One resident who did was 18-year-old Zach Hardwick, who says that he's still upset about the situation.
Look like there's less fortunate people living here, but that's exactly what's going on. There's people here that can't afford to live in a house or an apartment, so this is all they have. And by shutting this place down, it's like taking away their home.
Four residents were moved to Kingston this week, while five are still waiting. Tyson Naylor, QNET News, Napanee.
At least 56 people are dead and 130 others are still missing after a wildfire incinerated the town of Paradise, California. Alex Stone reports there are many stories of survival, including one woman who had just given birth at the local hospital, then had to fight to stay alive.
As flames were bearing down on the town of Paradise, Heather Roebuck was giving birth. Via C-section, she was in the operating room, and then it was time to go. Nurses sent the newborn baby with Roebuck's husband, stitched her up, and put her into an ambulance. The ambulance caught fire, and she called her husband.
And I realized that I'm not going to make it. And I just told him on the phone that I was really sorry.
Right then, a pediatrician pulled her out of the ambulance, and they took shelter with others inside the one home around them that was not burning, spending hours defending that house. Alex Stone, ABC News.
In sports, Loyalist Lancers women's and men's varsity basketball teams will take on the St. Lawrence Vikings tonight here at Loyalist College. Women's varsity will have the first match at 6, followed by men's at 8. The Belleville Senators picked up a shootout win against the Utica Commons last night. Brett Bullen has more.
6 goals on the year. Adam Tambellini in over the line. Tambellini goes forehand. He scores!
Adam Tambellini and Rudolph Balsers both scored in the shootout Wednesday night to give Belleville a 5-4 win over the Utica Commons. The story on the ice was the penalties, as Belleville was forced to kill 9 power plays to Utica's 1. Head coach Troy Mann applauded the effort after the game.
I think resolve's a good word. You know, a real good character win. We battled. I thought we were the better team 5-on-5 for most of the night. And obviously the penalties took a lot of momentum away, especially in that second period where I really thought we took over the game at 3-1. And then, you know, obviously the 5-on-3s got them back in the game. But overall, a lot of good stuff 5-on-5 tonight from us.
Belleville assistant captain Paul Carey scored his first goal as a Senator and talked about the difficulties of playing most of the game on the penalty kill.
It's tough. Guys are fired up. Guys aren't happy. You know, you're playing defense the whole time, and you got guys sitting on the bench that want to get out there, but it's tough to get everyone on the ice. So you just got to grind it out one at a time, and hopefully you stay disciplined, and the PK did okay.
Belleville will next be in action Friday night when they take on the Toronto Marlies at the CAA Arena. From Belleville, Brett Bullen, QNET News.
Send us your team or league scores at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville. Environment Canada has released a special weather statement for Belleville, Quinte West, Northumberland County, and Points North. It says a developing low-pressure system will track northward along the eastern seaboard Thursday and Friday. Snow associated with this low will affect eastern Ontario beginning Thursday evening. Snow will continue Thursday night and end Friday morning. Current indications are that total snowfall amounts will be in the 10 to 15 centimeter range. Snow may affect the drive home Thursday evening, but is very likely to impact the Friday morning commute. Today, cloudy. 40% chance of flurries late this afternoon, high plus 1. Tonight, snow. Amount 10 to 15 centimeters. Low minus 1, wind chill minus 5 overnight. It's 12:05. It's minus 2. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Brittany Woodcock, QNET News.